talk about Brent here real quick. You guys that saw the game, he got hurt on the first play of the second quarter, got hit and kind of got pile driven into his right shoulder. Finished out that drive, broke his collarbone. He finished out that drive, became the sideline, and they did the little touch test, I guess, and knew that it was broke. Took him in to get X-rays, and that pro showed that it was broke. I believe it was broken two places. He asked the doctors. He said, "Can I go back in and play?" "No, could kill you. You know, the bones could puncture something and all that." And says, "Has anybody ever played with it?" And they said, "No." And he said, "Well, can I be the first?" I think that just shows the toughness, the competitiveness, the leadership, the love that he has for this team. So he's going to be missed, but we'll, John will come in and do a good job, and then our other players have got to really do a good job of rallying behind him. So it was disappointing, the game Saturday. Again, unless you guys got questions about that, not going to talk about it. But Brent had surgery yesterday. They did all the plate and the screws and all that stuff. He'll definitely be out, for the remainder of the regular season. And then we'll see how fast he progresses and all that. I don't know about the bowl situation, when he'll get back. But he's definitely out, for the next these next three games. So, and he's here today. He'll answer any questions that you guys might have also. But moving forward to Marshall, and it's a good football team with a bad record right now. They've struggled in some games, lost some close games, but going up there to play them at their place is very difficult. This is their 45th anniversary of the plane crash to honor those victims on that plane. So it's going to be a very emotional game for them. It's a very prideful football team and a very prideful program that Doc has done a wonderful job there. And I know those guys will be ready to play. So this is more about us than Marshall, as always, that we've got to correct the mistakes that we made against San Antonio last week and get better and improve, because this is a talented football team that Marshall has, again, with a not-so-hot record right now. But we know that we're going to get their best shot, and we've got to be ready to go up there and play a game, because it's going to be another hard-fought ball game. So we got to be ready to play. They got good players at every position. They got experienced players at positions, so it's going to be a really challenge for us. We got to be ready to go, like I said. So I'll open up to questions.
Coach, does anything change offensively? If not, what does John bring to the table as far as skill set, and what's his best attribute?
Well, nothing. Like I said a couple weeks ago, that when you get this deep in a season, you're not going to change schematically what you do offensively or defensively when you lose a player. The big thing John has to do is play within the system and not try to do too much, live for another down, so to speak. We got to protect the ball better than what we did last week. Obviously, you can't turn it over four times and expect to win against good teams. So he's got to do that. But John's been here, a year and a half now, almost 2 years. He did some good things Saturday against San Antonio. And like I said, after the game, he did some things that, he'll learn from and not do. But kind of what I said earlier also, that the players around him, we've got to rally and we've got to make sure that those guys are playing the best of their ability. We've got to play better in all phases of the game. And if we do that, if we play better defensively, if we play better offensively around him, then he'll have more success. So I think it's just a combination of everybody playing their responsibility and playing a little bit better than what we did Saturday.
Coach, when I see Brent down there on the sidelines, I see how the players, they gravitate towards him. It seems like everyone on the team loves him. He's down there motivating everyone on the sidelines. It's almost as though he would make a really great coach in the future. Is that something that you'll be able to get out of him in his absence?
Yeah, no question that he's, you know, a great leader for us. And, you know, the players respect him. The players like him. And he did a good job, you know, there against San Antonio on the sideline. He'll be a heck of a coach, you know, one day, you know, when he gets through playing. So that's what he wants to do. But, you know, that's where, you know, and you don't even have to ask him. You don't even have to tell him to do that because that's his personality. That's what he's all about. So he'll continue to do that. You know, he's already done it, you know, so that's how he can continue to contribute to this football team here these next 3 weeks.
Talked in your post game the Saturday about addressing issues on the defensive side and making corrections. What do you see are the biggest issues right now you're having to deal with?
Well, I mean, we've got to do a lot better job of stopping the run. You know, people are just, you know, lining up right now and they're getting in big sets and, you know, they're getting the ball on the perimeter. So we got to do a better job from a run support standpoint on the back end with our secondary of tackling a little bit better, a little bit more consistently. And, but again, I think it goes back. We were terrible Saturday offensively and defensively on third down. And we've got to be better on third down, first down defense and first down offense. And if we'll be better on first down defense, that's going to help us third down defensively. And it'll also help us as a total defense being more productive and being better that we have a chance to get off the field. We couldn't get off the field Saturday against San Antonio. So I think there's a lot of things. It's not just one thing that needs to be fixed. I think there's a couple things that we've got to get better and we've got to get more consistent right now defensively.
Rick, the announcement today, it goes beyond a coach and a player. This is a father and a son as well, and you're clearly emotional about it. Does that add to the emotion of it? Because it's not just a player on your team, but it's a son in your household.
Yeah, you know, as a coach, you always hate – I hate walking out on that field when a player gets hurt, you know, because, you know, that's somebody's son. And it breaks your heart, you know, when Frey Demetrius gets hurt or Terry gets hurt or Shane gets hurt or, you know, all the other guys that have been hurt. It just – because you see how hard they work to get to that point and then have it taken away because of an injury. That's the hard part of coaching. That's the reality of it. And I just hate walking out on that field because there's somebody's, you know, mom in the stands. So, it makes it hard.
Coach, looking at Marshall, they have struggled offensively running the football. Teams in the last few weeks have tried to limit the possession your offense gets by running the football offensively. Do you expect Marshall to do that as well?
Well, you know, you don't know. It's I think every team, us included, you know, you want to come into the game and feel like you can establish the run and get a running game going. So I'm sure that's part of their philosophy that they want to do or part of their game plan that they want to do, you know, each week. And, you know, yeah, they've struggled a little bit. You know, there's games you watch, other games that they've played, and, you know, you really, well, you see how they played against Louisville, you know, how they played against some other teams, and you say, you know, this team's better than a two-win team. So I think, you know, you never know till you get in the game, but I think they'll probably come in because of the success that other teams have had here recently, you know, running the ball, that I'm sure they're going to try to come in and see if they can establish it.
What's the main thing that you're really going to be emphasizing to John this week in practice?
Protect the ball. Live for another down, like I said earlier. Don't put the ball in harm's way. You know, we went, what, nine quarter, I don't know how many, two games there, and we didn't have any turnovers the first quarter, and you know, we turned the ball over four times in three quarters. And, you know, you can't do that against teams, good teams. So that's the big thing. He's just, again, we got good players around him. Our offensive line will do a great job. You know, our receivers, our backs, they'll do a good job. He's just got to, you know, the big thing is to play smart and protect the football.
Coach, you mentioned that Marshall is better than their record shows. They were much better last year, one of the top teams in the conference, now one of the bottom teams in the conference. Just from a coach's perspective, from the outside looking in, what is it that has caused that drop?
It's hard to win. It's hard to win. And you look at games across the country every week. It's hard to win games. And sometimes, you know, a break here, an injury there, a ball bounce this way that, you know, it changes your season. You know, who would have thought that Michigan State with one or two wins was going to play Michigan, the number three team in the country, to the last couple minutes of the game, you know? So it's college football. It's hard to win. And they got good players, and Doc's an excellent coach. They've got a great coaching staff. And, you know, sometimes, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, the ball just didn't bounce your way that game or that year. So there's nothing that Doc is doing or not doing. He hadn't forgot how to coach. He's a heck of a coach. So just probably been a frustrating year for them. And I don't know what they've gone through from an injury standpoint and all that, you know, but they had a tough schedule too. You know, they played, you know, Louisville and Pitt and, you know, Akron in the MAC. So, you know, they had a tough out-of-conference schedule too, and that always sometimes that's hard to overcome.
Coach, obviously losing Brent is a big blow, but your team's not going to fold. So how do you turn this into a positive for your team?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say you lose this guy or you lose that guy that, hey, this is the positive that's coming from it. You know, that's – you know, you don't say that. You don't look at it that way. That I think it's, you know, you lost the heart of your team, you know, that now here's an opportunity for us to, you know, say, hey, we lost a guy. You know, we got four games left. You know, let's all rally behind him or rally behind each other and, you know, continue to make this year special. And because this team's got a chance to have a really, really special year. And there's a lot to play for. And, you know, you're sitting here at 6-3 after nine and got a chance to, you know, an opportunity to play this game this weekend. And there's a lot left out there for this team to play for. So, You know, it's you're not going to walk around here, step on your lip and mope around and all that stuff and pick yourself up and, you know, let's go. Everybody play a little bit better, a little bit harder, a little bit tougher, and see what happens.
Now, also on the offensive line front, Carlos Johnson, is there an update on him? And if he's out for a prolonged period, is Hunter Rogers going to maintain his spot in the line?
Yeah, you know, I don't know yet. Carlos had an MRI yesterday, and, you know, we got the report back on that. It's too early to determine if he's going to be able to play or not. He did not practice Sunday, yesterday. But if he cannot go, Hunter Rogers will be there. And Hunter did a nice job coming in Saturday when Carlos went down there in the second quarter. So Hunter's a good player. He's been here now. You know, this is senior year. He's played. And, you know, I think he'll do a phenomenal job. I think he'll do a great job, you know, if he's a guy this week.
You guys gave up 5 sacks Saturday as a team. What do you have to do offensively to limit those going looking ahead at Marshall?
Yeah, you know, we've been good, you know, up to that point, you know, and then you look at it, now you've given up 10 after 9 games, so you're still doing a pretty dang good job. You know, you've given up 1 and a hair per game, so you know, we just got to do a better job. And again, you know, that game, you know, they forced us offensively to be one-dimensional because of the score of the game. And anytime that happens, you know, it's harder on your offensive linemen because those guys are going to pin their ears back and they're going to come after you. So, we've got to do a better job in a lot of areas on both sides of the ball, and I think that'll help, you know, the offensive production or the offensive protection, you know, up front. So, again, just throw it away when it's not there. Don't take any unnecessary sacks. But I think, you know, like I've said all year long, I've got a lot of confidence in our offensive line. I think they've done a good job, and it's one of those games, you know, gave up a couple, you know, unnecessary sacks.
Did Jeremy Contreras practice yesterday, and also is there any update on Alex Dale as far as his shoulder?
You know, both of them, you know, Alex Jeremy got hurt there whenever that was, second quarter, third quarter, you know, and didn't play the rest of the game. Was very, very limited yesterday. He was out there, didn't do much. You know, so we'll address that as the week goes along. And then Alex is, you know, still fighting that, his injury. But he missed the Missouri game, I guess it was. Well, that's when he got hurt. What game? He missed the FIU game and then played last week. You know, he's banged up. You know, he'll again, we just we're a beat-up football team right now. We just got to try to get him make it to Saturday but with those guys. But again, we'll just have to wait and see. They were both very limited yesterday in what they could do. And obviously we don't practice today. And we'll see how, you know, how they progress these next 4 days. Good. Appreciate you guys. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Have a good week.